Now, our conversation next is about sexual assault allegations. It may not be suitable for everyone listening. Some Democrats are urging former Vice President Joe Biden to address the accusations being made by a former aide. The aide says it happened in 1993 when Biden was a U.S. senator from Delaware. The woman making the allegations, Tara Reid, says she was too scared to come forward. It wasn't until a little more than a month ago that she detailed what she says happened. And since then, witnesses have confirmed key parts of Reid's story. Some inconsistencies remain, and her version of the events has changed over time. The Biden campaign has denied the allegations, but Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, has yet to comment. Some members of his party say the denials by the Biden campaign aren't good enough. Other key Democrats and supporters of the Me Too movement are standing by Biden, and others just aren't saying anything. So our guest now is Annie Linsky. She's a national political reporter at The Washington Post. Annie, welcome to Central Time.
Hi there.
There is a lot going on here, but let's start at the beginning. Help us understand who Tara Reid is.
Oh, yes. So Tara Reid was a kind of a low-level staffer who worked in Biden's Senate office in the early 90s. And when she was there, she alleges that she had sort of two categories of uncomfortable and sort of outright horrific interactions with the senator, then senator. She had said last year that he kind of inappropriately would touch her in public in a way that made her feel uncomfortable, sort of in the lines of sexual harassment. But what's new is more recently she has also added to that to say that she was sexually assaulted by Joe Biden at one point when she was delivering something to him, and that he had this this assault happened in the Capitol complex in a hallway. And so that is the more recent and really the more serious charge or allegation that's made against Biden. Biden's campaign has denied that that happened. But Joe Biden up until now has not said anything himself about it, although, you know, we did just get news that he is planning to say something tomorrow morning on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
Okay, so that's certainly something that will be a development here. But Biden hasn't said anything about it until now. He also hasn't been asked about it, right?
That's right. He has not. And he has done a number of television interviews since the Washington Post and the New York Times did kind of detailed investigations into this allegation. He's done a number of local TV station, been on the local TV in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, also Florida. He also has done some late night shows, which isn't always necessarily the right venue for something like this, but certainly has been in front of cameras since these allegations were detailed. But something else changed this week too, and that is Business Insider ran a story where they had found some additional corroboration of Tara Reid's allegations. One of the difficult things about this story and about Tara Reid's accusations initially is that the corroboration was not as solid as it has been in some of the other high-profile cases that, you know, your listeners are familiar with. And in this case, that sort of corroboration was not as clear. This week, that picture changed somewhat with one of her former neighbors coming forward saying that she had remembered a conversation with Ms. Reid. Also, a sort of television snippet of Tara Reid's mother potentially calling in to a talk show where she made sort of a vague reference potentially to this allegation has been sort of aired publicly in the last few days. It's sort of a tricky one because Tara Reid's mother, if it is her, is calling in anonymously. So you don't know it's her, and she doesn't use Biden's name. So it is a little bit tricky, but Tara Reid, when she heard this snippet, did say she did think it was her mother making that call.
And, you know, Some of Biden's supporters say Reid may have had political motivations. I mean, that we're trying to square that with the point of the Me Too movement, which is to believe women and not blame victims of these crimes. Although people have noted that she was an outspoken supporter of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. She was asked about some of this support that wasn't in Joe Biden's camp on NPR earlier this month. Here's a listen.
So this isn't a partisan issue. This is about, again, it's about power and the abuse of power. And then the people around that person that enable that behavior.
So that is Tara Reid explaining that. I mean, how are we supposed to think about this with all of this context?
I mean, that's what's been really tricky, particularly for Democrats and women who are Democrats in the party have been really struggling with that, with how exactly to process and assess her allegations in this moment where Democrats are so fearful of Donald Trump being reelected president, and there lays this very, very tricky tension for this group of people. And I think what the result of that has been a lot of silence from some of the people who one would expect, and also when other sort of somewhat similar allegations come forward, are quite loud and quite willing to offer their views. As a reporter, I'm getting a lot of people on the phone who are saying, I don't know all the details, or I don't know everything about that. And it's surprising because these are some of the same people who are quite willing to talk in other instances. So there has been, a reaction to this that is just a lot different than some of the other high-profile cases that we've had over the last few years.
Annie Linsky is a national political reporter with The Washington Post, and you can join our conversation about these accusations against presidential hopeful Joe Biden. How do you want to see him respond? What do you think his supporters should say about this now? And how do you think this fits into the Me Too movement? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. And we've got Sharon from Milwaukee who wants to be part of this conversation. Welcome, Sharon.
Hi. My comment is, as far as President Trump and the Republicans, they've already set precedents that it doesn't really matter if Biden did anything or not because of everything Trump has done, and everyone says that's okay, and everything with the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, and how everybody went after his accuser, and that was okay. That's the buddy system. So for any of them to go after Biden, they've already set precedent. It's a moot point as far as I'm concerned.
Sharon, thanks for that comment. And Annie, I mean, is that what you're hearing in some of the reporting that you're doing, where people are saying there have been lots of other high profile accusations? This is just another one.
Yeah, the caller makes a really interesting point, and one that particularly, I've just been talking to a lot of women's groups recently as I've been doing reporting on this story, that sort of high-profile women's champions sort of gnash their teeth at some point are women going to be asked, and sort of, women and men going to be asked to sort of pick for the president somebody who has X number of allegations versus Y number of allegations. And, why is that balance sheet, why does that have to be the choice? Why do you need to pick between somebody who has been, has a record of a very long list of people who've come forward versus somebody who has a shorter list? And it's a difficult position that I think, a lot of women's leaders are grappling with. And, that comes particularly on the Democratic side. And just forgive me here, I've been focusing on Democrats for the last year. But on the Democratic side, where there had been so much enthusiasm about a historically diverse presidential field, where you had four women running who were, you know, quite credible candidates, and just none of them, you know, and six altogether in a serious way, but you know, four who really could have potentially, you know, had the qualifications that we typically see in a commander in chief, and none of those four really took off in any meaningful way in terms of getting a delegate count. And I think that has been disappointing. And then when you add to that the sort of dynamic that your caller mentioned, which is, you know, some could sort of reduce this to sort of, well, Trump has X number of allegations and now Biden has an allegation too. So we're left with a choice that is not as sort of exciting as perhaps people thought it would be, is the view of the people that I've been talking to this week.
We're talking about the sexual assault allegation against former Vice President Joe Biden. Annie Linsky is our guest, and she is a political reporter for The Washington Post. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think Joe Biden needs to address this story, or do you think he should stay quiet about it? Does this story change the way you view anything about the Me Too movement? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. We continue this conversation with you here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Keeley Boltina. Our conversation continues about the sexual assault allegations against then-Senator Joe Biden. A former staffer, Tara Reid, says he assaulted her in the Senate building in 1993. The Biden campaign has denied accusations. Biden himself has not yet addressed them. We've got Annie Linsky staying with us, talking with us about this. She's a national political reporter with The Washington Post. And there's still room for you in this discussion. You can give us a call to weigh in at 800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Gary from Iron River is ready to weigh in on this conversation. Hi, Gary.
Hi, good afternoon, ladies. Look, it's a difficult issue, obviously, and I sure don't have the answer. But what's obvious to me is there needs to be intellectual honesty by parties on all sides, whether it's the Republicans, the Democrats, or the news media. And it's clear that there isn't intellectual honesty, that people address the issue based upon their political biases. Similarly, WPR and NPR have had numerous people commenting about Trump's mental stability, and nobody will talk about Biden and his dementia issues. And
all right, Gary, I'm going to go ahead and jump in here because we that accusation of Vice President Biden having dementia is not part of this conversation, and there's no truth to it. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about the first point that you made, which is a point that we hear from many more people, which is that people need some sort of consistency when we're looking at these accusations. We can point to New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was one of the most vocal defenders of Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault during those confirmation hearings in 2018. Also the first senator to call on Al Franken to resign from the U.S. Senate when he was accused of inappropriately touching women. And here she is when on a conference call with reporters earlier this week.
When we say bleed women, it's for this explicit intention of making sure there's space for all women to come forward, to speak their truth, to be heard. And in this allegation, that is what Tara Reid has done. She has come forward. She has spoken. And they've done an investigation in several outlets. Those investigations, Vice President Biden has called for himself. Vice President Biden has vehemently denied these allegations, and I support Vice President Biden.
Yeah, she ends with, I support Vice President Biden. So what's the difference here?
Yeah, that's a great question. One thing that several advocates in this space point to is process, which is that this allegation has been such an come forward in such an unusual way. With Kavanaugh, the kind of claims were discussed and vetted through a government process where, you know, a Supreme Court hearing. A confirmation hearing where the explicit purpose of Kavanaugh being before a judiciary Committee panel was for these senators to evaluate his character and who he is. And they have sort of some ability to investigate. In this case, the quote-unquote investigation has been, you know, entirely in the media. And that's a little different because the media, although, you know, we do have investigative reporters, and the ones at the Washington Post and the New York Times are very good and have uncovered a lot of very good stories. They don't have the kind of subpoena power that typically an actual investigative body does have. And what you usually have what often happens with newspaper investigations is that they become referred on to other bodies, not necessarily criminal investigations, but other bodies that have a little bit more power to bring in witnesses and sort through those claims. That is one reason that is being offered. Although, you know, I think your caller is making a point that even some Democratic leaders will privately acknowledge is correct, which is there is a pretty big space here between, you know, a very quick, instinct to jump on board when a powerful Republican is facing these kinds of accusations, and a little bit more discussion about process when it's a prominent Democrat. And you know what? There are people that do, Democratic leaders who do feel uncomfortable with that. And so I think that your caller is identifying something that Republicans have pointed out and some Democrats have, you know, are too, but although not, you know, quite so loudly.
Right. Annie, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Annie Linsky is a national political reporter with The Washington Post.